God has a plan for your life. He desires for you to have a life that is full of blessing and peace. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and his special guest Bill Winston as they share the keys to receiving all that God has for you.
Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. Thank you for sending Brother Winston to us. Oh, Lord, all this week has been so rich and so wonderful. But we receive it to act on it, not to just enjoy it as we feed on it. And today, we open our hearts and our minds for revelation from heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. Brother Bill, now we've been talking about, yesterday we talked about being a joint heir.
Yes, we talked about
the heir growing up. He's not just because he turns 21. Now that don't cut it. He's not grown just because he got older.
Right.
I know some spiritual babies that have been Christians for 50 years. And you just get their milk hot and they cry.
And they end the way too early.
Yeah. And my grandchildren at 15 years old knew more about living and walking by faith than I did when I went into ministry. Mm. And it wasn't just because they were parroting us. I mean, they believed God. Why? We raised them on it. And that was their way of life, and it still is.
Brother Copeland, that's interesting, because I did the same thing with my son, because I came into all this and just kind of raised him on that. And at 16, he believed God for a new car.
Yeah.
Believed God. I mean, the money
came in
cash.
It was his way of getting it.
That's it.
He didn't have to think, oh, man, I wonder if I prayed here. No, when it comes time for a car, he knew what you was going to say. Sow the seed and believe God.
That's exactly
And that was already in him, so that's just what he did.
That's what he did.
And when this growing up, if we grow and mature physically, there's certain things you have to do. You're going to have to... The better the quality of your nutrition... The better the quality of your health and your physical growth in a child growing up.
Right.
The exercising and so forth. But that growth is pretty well pre-established in the human species that it grows and so forth. But now in the spirit,
You can grow just as fast as you will act on the word.
It'll just continue to grow, man, and you can grow for the rest of your life. Now, what is the standard for the growth of the spirit and maturing? Let's look here in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the maturing, the growth of the saints. Mm-hmm. For what? For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. I believe that this is talking about, this is a family business. It's not talking about you going out and getting a job. It's talking about you being on assignment of the Holy Ghost to go do what he tells you to do. Your living's already made because you joined heir in everything. That's a whole different concept.
It sure is.
Than going out here and going to work for some business or something so I get some money and then ask God to bless what little I got. Now, if he sent you to that business, you're on assignment. You'll have to wind up owning it. He may be teaching you and training you so he can send you over here and give you a whole chain of them.
I'm about to shout.
Well, now, let's follow this on down. Now, here's the standard. Till we all come. That didn't say till the preachers come. Yeah. No, he's growing the saints here. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. We all got the same faith and the same purpose. Mm-hmm. Joint heirs with Christ, as we read yesterday. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfected, matured, full-grown man. Now, what is the stature? Unto the measure. The standard of the stature of the fullness of the anointing of Jesus. The body of Christ ought to be doing the things that he did, and greater things than these shall you do. Well, where are you going to do them? Wherever you're assigned to go. And I'll guarantee you, he'd take care of you financially.
Goodness.
Now, hey, let me ask you a question. Did you earn your salvation?
No, sir.
How'd you get it?
I got it by grace.
All right. Did you earn your healing?
No, sir.
Did you earn the Holy Ghost?
No, sir.
Why do you think you had to earn your money?
Praise God. I don't.
He's able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency and all things may abound to every good work. What is a good work? Whatever he told you to go do.
See, it's assignment. So you're telling me that some people are not divinely positioned. Sometimes some folk over here in something because it's trying to get a little money instead of being over here where God has positioned
some
them.
Some of them.
So the money will come.
Some of them are mama position.
Gotcha.
Some of them are school position. Some, like, you know, when you go to school and they say, oh, now, son, now listen, you can be anything you want to be. No, you can't. You're supposed to be what God called you to be.
And the giftings and the callings of God are without repentance.
He don't never change his
mind. Never change them.
And all of them are good. All of them are bigger than anything you ever had before.
We're on assignment down here.
We're on assignment.
This is the Father's
Bill, business. If our daddy was huge, man, had this worldwide business, and he called you and me in, he said, now, we got a problem down here in South America on the pipeline down there, and we need to know what the problem is down there. Now, Bill, you've got experience in this area. I want you to go down there, and I want you to hire out down there as a pipe fitter on that line. And you get in, you keep a good eye on that foreman. You check everything, and you see how that thing's working down there. And whatever you need, you call me every night, and I'll get it to you the next day. Well, now, let me ask you something. What are we going to think when you own a third of this company? That whole pipeline down there belongs to you.
I can't go down there and get on that pipeline. I walk around down there in that jungle and my kids will go hungry and all hell and they don't pay but $1.25 an hour. What am I going to do down there? I'd rather work at McDonald's than to go do this.
I'd run him out of the room. That fool don't have any business sitting at the table with grown people. Huh?
That's right.
He has no concept of the fact that he owns the whole thing and his daddy told him, whatever you need, call me.
My Lord.
God is calling us into the mission field. He called us all of it. He didn't call you to go live like a rabbit in a hole somewhere.
Nope.
He said, whatever you need, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He'll give it you. He sent you down there to fix the thing, not to go down there and adopt to it and just become part of the problem.
Ah, Lord. And Brother Copeland, in that environment, you'll be like Daniel 1:20. You'll be 10 times better. Why? Because of the anointing.
Absolutely.
The blessing that is on your life.
Daniel controlled that whole country. He controlled it through more than one king died, but his praying, his believing God controlled that whole thing because he was smarter.
Everything.
He was more healthy.
Everything.
And they couldn't pass a law that they couldn't kill the man.
That's exactly right.
They couldn't kill him for breaking it. Now, how do you do that? Is this some strange thing? No, it's all right there, Bill. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and the cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But what am I supposed to do, Brother Bill? Speak the truth in love. Grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together. Now that's a picture of who we are. Amen?
This is, Brother Copeland, this whole assignment thing is something that, again, comes with a kingdom mentality. That once you come into this new government, that you'll see that this is, you're part of a family out here, and this is the Father's business. And you say, you do that, and you do that, and over here you got rights, and you govern this over here, and so forth and so on. And as we do that, we're now manifesting His glory into this earth. We're bringing forth something that He has planned to do that He can't do without us going there and taking part in what He called us to do. Somebody over here trying to do something that they have not been gifted to do, and then trying to get God to bless that. Whereas if you're on divine assignment, the first thing you are is protected.
Or wasting all your time on something that don't mean a hill of beans, being carried about by winds of doctrine. Just being blown around by different ideas instead of centering up and speaking the truth in love and growing up in it. You're out there playing the doctrine game.
See, well, again, what I did is I had to shift my thinking and say, okay, now let's just see here what went on here. And I began to come back to that assignment piece, and I saw where Peter was fishing. And then after he had pulled in that boat sinking, net-breaking load of fish, he fell on his knees before Jesus and said, away from me, I'm a sinful man. Jesus said, wait a minute. You've been trying out here to catch fish, trying to make a living. But if you follow me, I'll make you a fisher of men. In other words, I want you to come into my assignment for your life, because you're struggling out here, because you're trying to do something perhaps that is a little bit off in terms of what I have called you to do. This is a call from the foundation of the world. This is not something that I just, and I'm just saying how God divinely positions. He positioned Esther in that palace.
He did, didn't he?
He positioned her. He was in the right place. Now, understand, it takes faith wherever we go.
Now, Bill, let me ask you something here. Mm-hmm. Are you saying to me that every human being ever born and planned into this earth has a divine position?
Oh, Lord, Brother Copeland, you are right. They have an assignment from glory.
I believe it with all.
Yes, indeed. Mind. Yes, indeed.
Ephesians 1 says that. What was it? Ephesians 1, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he's chosen us before the foundation of the world.
He has chosen you and has an assignment
Lord
for you.
Lord, help us all.
That's it.
And we've been living like,
all right,
like pack rats when we should have been.
And fighting over something. And when all of us are gifted, everybody has a genius inside of them for what God has called them to do. Every one of us. It's inside. And part of living as a believer is a series of discoveries. I'm discovering who I am.
I can see right now from what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That he didn't say we were carried about by every doctrine. He said the wind
there you
doctrine.
Go.
Wrong concept.
So I'm just saying, whoever it was, whoever it is, has a plan for our lives. Now, of course, a person can't get to that plan without first coming to the one who made the plan. So folks are just out doing things and all kinds of things, trying to make a living. Well, praise God, I'm out here trying to make a living. Well, that's your fault. Now you need to come home. You need to come home and watch the Father divinely position you.
Well, that's where the 10th chapter of Proverbs comes in.
That is correct.
The blessing of the Lord.
It maketh.
I make deals. I'm a self-made man. Well, that's reading you in the mess, you ain't.
It maketh rich, and he adds no
sorrow with it.
Now notice.
Oh.
Now there's a scripture. There's a scripture, Brother Copeland. I want you to see this. Look at Proverbs chapter 9, if you will. Proverbs chapter 9. Now, in this particular scripture, in verse 1, he says, wisdom has builded her house.
Mm-hmm.
She has hewed out her seven pillars. Now, the enemy cannot create, invent anything. He is a counterfeiter. So he has hewed out seven pillars. He has taken those seven pillars, the mountains, the controlling spheres of the earth, the educational sphere, the family sphere, the arts and entertainment sphere, the business sphere. He has taken all those mountains and he has put controllers at the top of them. And so whoever controls the mountain controls the harvest.
So
and
he takes what God originated.
There you go.
And he tries to get on top of
sure
the mountain
does.
And control
sure
it for his deal.
Sure does.
That's what he's been trying to do all the time.
Isn't it? So the church is to train people up, those apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and then send them out for the work of the ministry. Why? Because they have a gifting in that sphere. So now what is he going to do in there? Though your beginning be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. I'm going to promote you in there because your promotion doesn't come from a man. It comes from God. Psalm chapter 75. Mm-hmm. So now I'm promote you and I'll raise you up in that sphere to control that mountain. Now, where you've had the family and there's been a perversion of the family because of who controlled the mountain and somebody's trying to make a family out of Adam and Steve. Now, all of a sudden, here comes new control over that mountain because that mountain then integrated with the media mountain and then put it on television that's the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And then they went to the legal mountain and had them to pass a law, say it's all right. You see, because he controlled the mountains. But if we take control of the mountains, now we are going to establish the standard of God.
I'm talking about the devil principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. I'm not talking about people. People are not our enemy.
They're not our enemy.
But the reason he wants the mountain is different from the reason why God wants the mountain.
Exactly.
God wants the mountain because he's against death. Sin will kill you.
Exactly right.
And when you cross his, what is sin? Sin is any time you cross the laws and principles of God and it produces death.
Death.
So his whole idea is abundance of life and joy and happiness. You say, well, I know a bunch of religious people, and they ain't got that. Well, that's because they're not walking in that. They're walking in that other mountain
Correct.
Over there of religion.
Correct.
And it's not producing
Absolutely.
God.
Mm-hmm.
His whole thing is to get the blessing back on mankind and get him back in the Garden of Eden where he started him in the first place.
And that's why he says in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, that the kingdoms of our Lord, the kingdoms of this world, shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ.
And that's the mountain.
That's the mountain. So we're here not to take sides, but we're going to take over. And this is not going to be some kind of violent, belligerent thing. It's going to be the wisdom of God, which is better than the weapons of war.
Yeah.
See, wisdom is better than the weapons of war. See,
speaking the truth
in love
may grow up.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah,
and people are going to see the lifestyle of the believer and say, "Man, I want that."
You know, Bill, the fear element is right in the center of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Christian people that still have fear in it, and if you violate the law of love, then fear is there, because perfected love casteth out fear.
Mm-hmm.
He that fears is unperfected in love, underdeveloped is what it literally means. Why would a born-again Christian person lie? Because they're afraid if they tell the truth, they're going to get in trouble.
Gotcha.
So he's not speaking the truth in love. He's afraid it might cost him something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why? He's immature.
That's exactly
right. He's a child.
But look how...
You can't turn the kingdom over to that.
You can't. But look how the three Hebrews, true enough, they went to the Babylonian meetings. They also perhaps took part in some of the activities and so forth. But it came to a point where the king put out a decree for them to bow down to this statue when they heard the music play. They said, we can't do that.
No, I can't do that.
He said, now, wait a minute now. You boys have been doing pretty good up until this point. What do you mean you can't do that? Well, no. We shall serve, there shall have no other God before us. Oh, shall not bow down to any other God. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, I've got a furnace out here. And if you don't bow, we're going to put you in there. And they said, King, now we hear you, and we respect you and your authority here in this earth. But the God that we serve, he shall deliver us. And the king was furious and commanded them to heat the furnace up 7 times hotter than normal. Now, Brother Copeland, how hot does fire have to be to burn you? Just let it be fire.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be very much.
But what does that do? It's time for intimidation now to make you back down. See, I'm going to hit you with this, and we're going to turn this so, and pretty soon, well, maybe you're right. Well, we read it yesterday in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 5 and 10. He said, hey, now, if you faint in a day of adversity, that's because your strength is small.
Yeah.
Hey. And so what happened? They didn't back down. Threw them in the fire. But the fire couldn't burn them. Why? They were divinely positioned. It'll always protect you.
And to them, that was more important than life.
There you go.
Yeah, I see it.
See.
I've seen it.
See.
Over all these years, I've seen it over and over. Now, had they bowed down, God would have forgiven them. They'd have burned.
They burned.
if you bow, you burn.
You burn.
Whatever you compromise to keep, you lose.
Mm.
Now, God will forgive you for it.
Yes, he will.
But even let's say he forgave you and the king said, well, okay, now you don't have to go in the fire. You bowed down and everything's all right. Well, you're going to face the fire again one of these days. You're never going to get any past that level until you finally decide to go through that fire. And if you never do decide to get it, you ain't getting any further than that.
See, to get up that mountain, there is a battle. And a battle is necessary for you to get where you're going. But you win every time if you don't compromise. If you are only the word of God.
You get that? Brother Bill and I are out of time. We'll be back in just a moment.
With change erupting around the world and time nearing the end, a kingdom is arising. A people are growing stronger and taking their rightful place as the manifestations of the sons of God are about to transform everything.
We've got to come back to his way of doing things. We've got to grow up in the fullness of him so that we can tell the devil what to do.
Days of heaven are coming to earth through your life. Bill Winston's revolutionary teaching series, Manifesting the Sons of God, will take you to a new level. Develop a higher kingdom mindset. Rearrange the world around you to resemble heaven. Stop the devil in his tracks. Take your place and grow up as God's representative in the world. The earth is about to take notice as believers everywhere become the manifestation of the sons of God. Order your copy of Manifesting the Sons of God on CD or DVD at a special price of just $15. Don't miss your opportunity to get this dynamic new series by Bill Winston that includes a bonus teaching called There's a King in You. For faster delivery, order through our website at kcm.org. For phone orders, call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
Now, you probably remember that
during the during this broadcast today, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, Brother Bill said, say it again, it's like you said.
If you're going to get into your assignment, you must come back to the one who knows what that assignment is.
Jesus said, I'm the door.
Yes, he did.
You got to come through the door to get in there, don't you?
To get in there.
Yeah. Now, listen to this. If you will confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and shall believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That word there that was translated saved in English literally means you will be made sound. It's like the overhaul of an engine. It's like taking an old broken down something and restoring it to better than new. That's what that word literally means. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto that soundness. The mouth, the words of your mouth spoken in faith are the connection. So, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, or if you have sometime in the past, but you've gotten out of Father's house and you've gotten back off out in the world, listen, don't run from God when you sin, run to him. He loves you. Pray this. Pray it out loud where you can hear it with your own ears. Oh, God in heaven, I believe with all of my heart.
I believe with all of my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
Jesus, you're my future.
Jesus, you're my future.
The past is dead and gone.
The past is dead and gone.
Fill me with your spirit.
Fill me with your spirit.
Today I receive.
Today I receive.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I am a Christian.
I am a Christian.
I don't care who knows it.
I don't care who knows
it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that with Brother Bill and me, get on the information there on the screen and let us know. Because I want to send you these five little books to help you get started reading your Bible. Praise God. Glad you could be with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a five-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. For faster processing, order your salvation package through our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory.